The International League for Human Rights awarded the Karl von Ossietzky Medal to Israeli whistleblower Mordechai Vanunu. Vanunu could not receive the award as Israel authorities refused to allow him to travel to Berlin. Held instead of the award-winning ceremony was a protest rally.
Not knowing what is behind the wall of Dimona, where the Israeli government officially denies having nuclear weapons, it was very important that Vanunu came out and said, listen, Israel has hundreds of nuclear warheads, and you should know about it, and you should act about it.
In 1986, Vanunu, a former nuclear technician at Negev Nuclear Research Center, disclosed information on Israel's nuclear weapons program to British journalists. He was sentenced to 18 years in prison and was only released in 2004. Still, he is not allowed to contact foreign embassies or speak to journalists.
He has been punished by the Israeli authorities, not for divulging state secrets, but in order to discipline Israelis and tell them that they cannot question the Israeli politics.
Fanny Michaela Reisen, president of the International League for Human Rights, called upon the international community to declare Israel a nuclear power and urged Tel Aviv to sign the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty. Israel is widely believed to be in possession of hundreds of nuclear weapons, but has kept a policy of ambiguity over the issue. The speakers here at the Grips Theatre praised Mordechai Vanunu's courage and continuing fight against nuclear weapons. That he wasn't allowed by Israel to travel to Berlin to receive the award is by many seen as a clear violation of human rights. Stefan Herrmann, Press TV, Berlin.